Sports, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Izzy, Emma and Chelsea with your 11am Zedlines. In local news, Brisbane City Council is calling to include pets in the national five-yearly census, saying that it would help deliver more programs and facilities catered towards domestic animals. The issue was raised by Brisbane City Council at the Local Government Association of Queensland. However, the Australian Bureau of Statistics has said that the idea will not be in the 2026 census. Customer Service Chair of the Brisbane City Council, Sarah Hutton, has said that the council is looking to include our fuzzy companions because they are members of the family that deserve to be counted. Ms. Hutton said, quote, "Good data drives good decisions, giving us the power to plan, protect and provide the services our community and their pets need most," end quote. A spokesperson found that the ABS has said, quote, "The addition of any new content to the census needs to be carefully considered to ensure that the public benefit of the data outweighs the cost to the Australian taxpayer of developing the questions, collecting the data and processing it," end quote. And is it a bird or is it a plane? No, it's a crow gone rogue. Noosa Council has given a warning to those visiting Hastings Street after a particular crow has been attacking and swooping pedestrians. Targeting dog walkers in particular, this crow seems to have a type and is going against what bird experts often expect from the breed. Now becoming an annual occurrence after swoops were reported in 2024, this crow is seriously patrolling his territory. Experts say that the strange behaviour should settle in after spring, so it should be safe to walk the Noosa streets once summer arrives.
And in national news, Australia and New Zealand are backing the decision made from the Pacific Islands Forum to include Taiwan at last month's summit. An Australian government figure has said Beijing is, quote, "very unhappy," end quote, with the decision, putting pressure on the Pacific Islander nations. New Zealand and Australia are showing signs of frustration towards China and heated pressure as it is putting on Pacific nations over Taiwan. Whilst China is in a strong opposition over the decision, analyst Jessica Marinko, who has been an advisor to the Tuvalu government, has said, quote, "I think there is a clear feeling that if Taiwan is fully rejected from PIF, while it still has allies in the Pacific, this could threaten PIF unity, similar to what we saw in 2021 when the Micronesian countries withdrew from the forum," end quote. And the University of Adelaide has admitted to underpaying more than 800 casual staff around $1.25 million between March 2017 and May 2025. The university has said it, quote, "deeply regrets underpaying staff and that the underpayment was found after the university increased its auditing activities." The error is equivalent to an average of nearly $1,500 underpaid per staff member. University of Adelaide Vice Chancellor Peter Ho said, quote, "The university notified the Fair Work Ombudsman about the underpayments and is continuing to keep the regulator informed," end quote.
In international news, Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has announced he will be seeking a fourth term. The announcement came in a speech Lula made in Jakarta yesterday. In the speech, the president said, quote, "I'm about to turn 80, but you can be sure that I've got as much energy as I did when I was 30. If re-elected, the former union leader would be 85 at the end of his term, marking 16 years in the country's top job. The incumbent's chances have been boosted by the disarray within the country's right following the jailing of former President Bolsonaro for attempting a military coup. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly sunny. It's currently 30 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach a 10, which is in the very high band. That's all for your 11am news. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. And in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Yeehaw, Brisbane. Open doors, you.